Namaste children, already we started our new layer, the photograph. This is a story about a young boy who comes across a wonderful memory. Okay, all of you look into your textbook in page number 2 and repeat after me very slowly and at the same time underline the difficult words also. I was 10 years old. My grandmother sat on a string bed under the mango tree. Underline string, S-T-R-I-N-G, string. It was late summer and there were sunflowers in the garden and a warm wind in the trees. My grandmother was knitting a woolen scarf for the winter months. Underline knitting, K-N-I-T-T-I-N-G, knitting. She was very old, dressed in a plain white sari. Her eyes were not very strong now, but her fingers moved quickly with the needles, and the needles kept clicking all afternoon. Underline clicking, C-L-I-C-K-I-N-G, clicking. Grandmother had white hair, but there were very few wrinkles on her skin. Underline wrinkles, W-R-I-N-K-L-E-S, wrinkles. I had come home after playing cricket in the Maidan. Underline Maidan, M-A-I-D-A-N, Maidan. I had taken my meal and now I was rummaging through a box of old books and family heirlooms that had just that day been brought out of the attic by my mother. Underline rummaging, R-U-M-M-A-G-I-N-G, rummaging. Heirlooms, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M-S, heirlooms. Attic, A-T-T-I-C, attic. Nothing in the box interested me very much except for a book with colorful pictures of birds and butterflies. I was going through the book when I found a small photograph between the pages. Underline photograph, P-H-O-T-O-G-R-A-P-H, photograph. It was a faded picture. Yellow and foggy. Underline faded, F-A-D-E-D, faded. Foggy, F-O-G-G-Y, foggy. It was the picture of a girl standing against a wall, and behind the wall there was nothing but sky. But from the other side, a pair of hands reached up as though someone was going to climb the wall. There were flowers growing near the girl, but I couldn't tell what they were. There was a creeper too, but it was just a creeper. I ran out into the garden. "Granny," I shouted. Underline shouted, S-H-O-U-T-E-D, shouted. "Look at this picture. I found it in the box of old things. Whose picture is it?" I jumped on the bed beside my grandmother, and she walloped me on the bottom and said, "Now I have lost count of my stitches, and the next time you do that, I will make you finish the scarf yourself." Underline walloped, W-A-L-L-O-P-E-D, walloped. Stitches, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-S, stitches.